what I did when we divide up the land that we had left from my daddy, I wanted it all combined together. So I put, we had 3 acres each. So I put my land together with this triangle over here. So right now I got about 5.5 acres. And later on, my mother wanted to sell a piece that we had kept to go with the harbor, because each one of them lots is facing the canal, you see. So then my mother wanted to sell, and they had about 4 wanted to buy because it was on the canal. And I asked what she wanted, but she told me, said, I'll buy it. I said, I'll let nobody get in there next to me like that. So I bought that piece over there on the end. I got people worrying me all the time, want to buy that, because it's close to the canal, right on the water edge. It wasn't nothing but a bank, but I had it all filled in. People started around here, I let them go throw trash in there, and first thing you know, half of Slidell was over here. Man, it piled up trash over there as high as this house. Then I'd get the parish to come over every now and then. The police jury come over there and push it off. First thing you know, they started carrying raw garbage, dead dog, dead alligators. They had so much flies around here, man, I had to close it up then. I couldn't stand it no more. I had to quit. Well, I didn't get it quite as high as I wanted to, level with the ground, you know, it's still low there. But yeah. It's all solid now, though. I got a car over there, belonged to my grandson over there. I'm gonna have to go get it. I leave her go there and bring her over there and let her eat grass over there, you know. The grass is green over there, so I let her go over there and stay over there all day long, and she'll get filled up.
There's a little a place where she can graze out there?
Oh, yeah.
Just a what?
Oh, that. Well, she's got, it's right close to an acre I bought from my mother, and then she can go on
an acre of
ground, and then she can get on this side, you see. I move every now and then on mine over here. I even got a place I plant over there by that canal where they dug that old mud, you know, that old black mud, rich land, man, stuff like mustard and turnip and things like that, you know, it just grew wild over there. Yeah, now as far as the old people, I'll tell you the truth, I wouldn't know about that, too much about that. Because I figure my great-grandfather probably was one of the first ones that was around here.
Mm-hmm.
We can't find out who it was. Because they got people over there, it's buried in a graveyard, Dubuisson graveyard, in the latter part of 1700.
So your great-grandfather came here?
He came here. Yeah, he's...
From where?
That I don't know.
From France?
France or Spain or somewhere over there. Now, he talked French. But there was a whole lot of them could talk different languages.
Boy, did you know your great-grandfather?
No, I don't remember him. They told me about that. I wish I knew where the picture was. My wife told me she had put it up. My old uncle was 84, my grandfather's brother. He lived with us until he died. And he told us